You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, August 30th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 82. That's how many 737 MAX planes Boeing could deliver to North American Airlines in the fourth quarter. The company expects regulators to allow the grounded airplane to return to service by the end of the year. The rush of deliveries could increase the number of MAX jets in service in North America by 70%. Add that to airlines' existing plans to grow their fleets, and the industry could see a major increase in capacity in 2020. One analyst sees the jump coinciding with a slowing global economy and less demand for travel. That's a recipe for cheaper airfares. The next number up is 90. That's how many days movie theaters get to show new films before studios can distribute them elsewhere. The so-called exclusive theatrical window is a long-time convention in the movie industry. Now it's at the center of a battle between Netflix and movie theater chains like AMC Entertainment Holdings and Cinemark Holdings. A Netflix-produced, Martin Scorsese-directed crime film is set to debut in a handful of theaters on November 1st. It'll stream less than a month later, effectively shrinking the theatrical window. Because of that, the big theater chains have refused to show it. Our last number is 11%. That's how much Dollar General stock rose on Thursday. The discount store chain posted surprisingly strong sales and operating earnings for its second quarter. Dollar General has been one of the few winners in retail this year. It has actually expanded its store base, even as other bricks-and-mortar chains have been closing locations. One reason for Dollar General's stock success is that its business did well during the last recession. That's something investors look for when anxiety about the economy is growing. Dollar General has proven to be a winner when consumers cut back on spending. No wonder the stock is up 46% in 2019. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, August 30th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Tuesday. Markets are closed on Monday for Labor Day. Have a great long weekend.